It's Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. It's Election Day, and state, national, and local races are on your ballot. This evening, the Northwest Wisconsin News Center team will bring you up-to-date results and coverage. You can still register to vote today in Wisconsin, and a UW health psychologist has tips for Election Day stress. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Wisconsin voters will decide which party controls the legislature and whether to explicitly forbid foreign nationals from voting in the state. Tuesday's elections will determine whether Republicans retain control of the Assembly and Senate. The GOP has held the majority in both houses since 2011, but Democrats hope Governor Tony Evers' new district boundaries will help them make inroads. Also on the ballot is a GOP-authored constitutional amendment that would clearly state that only U.S. citizens can vote in federal, state, and local elections in Wisconsin. Multiple states have already adopted similar amendments. This election could help determine short- and long-term control of the Wisconsin legislature. UW La Crosse Associate Political Science Professor Anthony Trigolski says if Republicans maintain control of the Assembly, it could mean problems for Democrats in 2026.
I feel like that could be pretty demoralizing for Democrats. Republicans, if they keep the majority, there's a big difference between having a solid majority and a slim majority. Every seat matters when we're talking about an evenly divided assembly, and it looks like that's where we're going.
Even with new district maps, Republicans are certain to maintain a majority in the state Senate, where they currently hold a 22-10 edge over Democrats. Wisconsin's hotly contested U.S. Senate race pits two-term Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin against Republican Eric Hovde. Hovde is a millionaire businessman endorsed by former President Donald Trump. A Baldwin victory is crucial for Democrats' hopes to maintain majority control of the U.S. Senate. She built a broad coalition in the campaign. She's the first statewide Democratic candidate in over 20 years to win an endorsement from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Hovde tried to portray Baldwin as an out-of-touch liberal, but Baldwin argued it was Hovde who was out of touch. Hovde owns a mansion in California. Republican candidate for U.S. Senate Eric Hovde made an Election Day appeal for voters to head to the polls. He said the country was heading in the wrong direction with inflation and immigration.
Everybody's got to get out and vote, and not just get out and vote themselves, but their friends, their neighbors, their colleagues, the people they go to church with or hunt or fish with or whatever activity. So if we get out and vote, we send this country in a better direction and start restoring the American dream.
Hovde said he would be watching tonight's results with his family, campaign staff, and supporters at the Edgewater in Madison. We reached out to Baldwin's campaign for comment, but they did not arrange an interview. Wisconsin Republicans are trying to elect two U.S. House incumbents along with a GOP candidate for an open seat in the state's three most watched congressional races. First-term Wisconsin Republican Representative Derek Van Orden was elected in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District in 2022. He is running Tuesday against Democrat Rebecca Cook to keep the seat. Van Orden was in the nation's capital during the January 6, 2021 insurrection. Tony Weed faces Democrat Christian Lyerly in Wisconsin's open 8th congressional district. Former Democratic congressman and state lawmaker Peter Barca is trying to defeat Republican Representative Brian Steele in southeast Wisconsin. Also in the 7th congressional district covering northern and northwest Wisconsin, Republican incumbent Tom Tiffany is challenged by Democrat Kyle Kilborn. Our election night coverage begins at 7 p.m. on this station. The Northwest Wisconsin News Center team will have interviews from local candidates and political party chairs and elections officials, along with up-to-date results from local races and referenda. You may still register to vote on Election Day in Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
You'll need a photo ID proving who you are. For most, that means a Wisconsin driver's license or ID card. If you don't have one, Wisconsin DMV offices are open until 6 this evening. Students may use student ID provided it has an expiration date. Other allowable IDs include passports and military and tribal ID cards. If your ID includes your current correct address, you're good to go. If not, you'll need something with that, like a lease, pay stub, bank or credit card statement, or utility bill. Find out more, including your polling place, at myvote.wi.gov. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Election Day can be stressful, but UW Health psychologist Shyla Mergaines says if you're attending a watch party, it might be nice to be around like-minded people.
So many people have found that they've lost close connections because of differing political views. It might be nice to be around like-minded people where you could maybe celebrate the outcome or take solace from one another.
Morgane says you should also give yourself breaks from Election Day coverage. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.